Giants and Padres, game two of this three-game series. And we're going to talk about strikeouts. It's a problem. And Jason Stark came up with some numbers that are truly unbelievable. And we're going to talk about that right after this. Saturday baseball here at Oracle Park. It's the Crook and Kipe Show. And Mike, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but Jason Stark, who is a terrific writer, longtime writer for ESPN, now he's with The Athletic. And he can get into some things that that are pretty good, where you just didn't realize that there were some things going on in baseball that can be a little bit odd. And the one thing he found out is in the month of April, for the first time in the history of baseball, there were more strikeouts than hits. And in this article, he goes on to say that it's never happened before. It's never happened in a season, and it's a growing problem. I mean, I look in box scores now, and I look at the strikeouts, and I look at the hits, and inevitably, there's five more strikeouts than hits. And his point is this is the problem right now with baseball, is the ball is not in play. And he cited a bunch of different reasons, and I agree with all of his reasons, and one of them is launch angle. If you have a launch angle where you're trying to lift the ball, you're not trying to hit singles. And if you swing and miss, you swing and miss. So the whole point is the ball is not in play enough. And if there is ever a stat that proved that that's true, it's that in 1 month, there were 1,000 more strikeouts than hits. And that's a problem.
Well, it is a problem. You start to spread that out over the whole season. You're talking about a season that winds up having 7,000 more strikeouts than hits.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I'm looking at the guy right now, Joey Gallo, who's, he's a really talented guy, great athlete. And he's had 110 at-bats this year. He struck out 50 times.
Right. And he's a guy that will have more home runs than singles.
He's a guy that will have more home runs than singles. But, you know, I mean, we look back and we're looking at the statistics from Willie Mays' career. And, you know, here's a guy who had 3,283 hits. He struck out 1,526 times. He had 660 home runs. Right. You know, when you start talking about launch angle, you dip into the hitting area. You come across – a baseball's coming at you basically on a flat plane. Now, granted, they have movements – that's true. But for the most part, for decades, when you taught hitting, you taught getting into a flat zone, maintaining a flat plane to the ball, and it would allow you a better opportunity to make contact to put the ball in play. Now, I know you in your career, and you played, you know, parts of 12 years in the big leagues, you were a 271 hitter, but your identity was your glove. You love defense. And people who come to the game, they like defense. They want to see the ball put in play. They want to see guys make plays. You know, they don't want to see a guy throwing the ball around the infield after a strikeout.
They don't.
No, it's a concern, and it's a genuine concern.
And here's the amazing stats when you look at Joe DiMaggio. Joe DiMaggio had 2,200 hits, and he struck out 360 times in his career. We got guys that come close to that in 2 years. In strikeouts. The most he struck out in one season was 39, and that was his rookie year. The fewest he struck out in 622 at-bats, 13 times. Come on! I mean, it's just, it gives you an idea how much the game has changed. And is the game better or worse? You know, that could all be determined. But the point is strikeouts are a problem, and I don't know how it's going to get solved. I don't.
Don't worry. Jason Stark will figure it out.
Good.
Crooked Cap on baseball. Enjoy this great game.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.